Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Marks and Reese, we are back as we have Stump the Millennial coming up later this hour. We have a pair of tickets to see the WWE Friday Night SmackDown, September 24th. You ever been to any of the wrestling events when they came in the town?
I have not. I have not been invited.
I've been invited as well.
Back in the day, Well, you know, the wrestlers used to come over.
Watch practice?
No. The Rock would come over and work out before Monday Night Raw.
In the Eagles facility?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Our old strength and conditioning coach, Tom Canavy, somehow was friends with him. Knows him somehow. So, yeah, I remember back in those days, man. He would be talking, man, The Rock was in here last night, man, getting his workout in. Brought such and such over with him. Yeah. They need to work out somewhere. They're doing the wrestling match there, Wells Fargo.
Yeah, and they don't want to go to a...
go to the Novacare.
Yeah, they don't want to go to a public gym and have everybody...
LA Fitness, yeah.
There's The Rock at the Y.
Yeah. Be pretty interesting.
So, yeah, if they happened to come in a couple days before, I think it was the Monday Night Raw, right? Is that what used to be here?
Monday Night Raw and SmackDown, yeah.
SmackDown, yeah.
Yeah, it's one of the two.
Yeah, I was, you know me, man. I gave up wrestling when they did Hogan and made him go Hollywood Hogan. I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm out. You can't make Hulk Hogan a bad guy, man. I'm out.
He was a good bad guy.
Yeah, I didn't invite Hollywood him. Hogan. I was eating vitamins because of Hulkster.
Yep.
I didn't know they were
not realizing what's really going on. Yeah. Hulk's a total fraud, by the way. I have a picture. It's on my Instagram of the one time I saw wrestling in person. It was October 13th, 1984. Mm-hmm. Hulk Hogan against Big John Studd in the main event. My uncle and aunt took me.
That's a good match.
And we were in the first row of the second deck, and we took a Polaroid picture of it. And I took a picture of the Polaroid picture.
Well, I drank beers with Road Warrior Hulk.
I
told that story before.
That's awesome.
Yes.
With the paint or without the paint on?
Without the paint.
Okay.
Without the paint. Which is why I didn't know it was him.
Yeah. How would you know?
Yeah.
Did he have the spike shoulder pads
on?
No,
he did not. No. Did not. Okay. I should have known because of the mohawk, though, the hair. That should have been a tip, but I did not know.
He said, "Oh, yeah." Or whatever the Road Warriors did.
He was pretty cool, man.
Our favorite wrestler on this show is Blue Meanie.
Blue Meanie.
No doubt.
Shout how you doing, buddy?
Blue Meanie. Yep.
Yeah, don't rip wrestling, Jack. It'll upset
the community. I know. I was about to say, and then you guys turned 12 and decided it was time to grow up a little bit.
Right. Yeah. That's what you did last time, and Meanie didn't appreciate that.
And not a shot at Blue Meanie. Big fan.
All right. Coming up, Jack Fritz has a he's going to tell you about something in about 5 or 6 minutes or so.
Yep.
Right after he tells you about the top 5 and 5.
So earlier today, before the show, we had our first sit-down meeting with, or not sit-down, but a Zoom meeting with...
We were sitting down.
Yeah, we were sitting down, and I'm sure he was sitting down too. Our new program director, Rod Lakin. Marks was sucking up to him, and John and Ike, me and Ike were just, talking.
How was I sucking up to him?
I mean, you're like, I read your article you wrote in 2010,
I was trying to be funny. I read an article because here's what I did. I said, this is the guy they hired, so let me do some research on him. And one of the first things that came up, for whatever reason, was an article he wrote about the Cardinals acquiring Kevin Cobb. And he hated it. And he had a good take, and he was right.
Yeah, but
We're doing introductions.
We get a new boss coming in, and then you went to the whole, I read your article, and I loved it, and this and that and the other.
Did a great job,
Coach. Nobody else did that.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I stood out.
Yeah, that did it to Jack's point.
And you used the F word, so you stood out too.
Howard gave him his whole resume about how he has done this for 35 years.
Did I really use the F word? I did.
You did. Yeah, you did.
It was a loose right. Conversation.
And we bailed once they said, does anybody have any questions for Rod?
Yes.
We're like, well, we got to go on the air.
Yeah,
Rod,
we got stuff to do.
All right, see ya.
So I came up with 5 questions for the new PD that I would like answered.
Awesome.
Answer it.
Number 5 is, does he have a famous dad that is going to torment us for the next 35 years?
Ah. Good question.
I mean, we didn't deal with that with the last guy that was here,
Yeah, and dad is still here.
Yeah, probably for another 35 years.
Yeah, I probably not, yeah. Right?
Well, he'll certainly outlast us.
Yeah, he sure will. He sure will. He'll still be talking. So, we need to make sure we know that before he starts.
That he doesn't bring a family member on board.
Yeah, and he's taking over Saturday mornings at 8 down at the Borgata. We don't need that, That's already taken down by one guy.
I'll be working over some overnight shift when I'm in my late 60s.
Yeah, for
willingly.
The 2 to 5 a.m. shift.
Willingly.
On
yeah,
morning.
It's a shift I asked for. Spike even said, I can get you a better shift in the middle of the night. And I'm like,
right.
No, that's what I want.
Yeah, you're like, no,
I
want
to wait. Yeah, I want to wake up at 12:30 a.m. to do a 2 to 6 show.
Okay.
Anyway, good.
My 4th question, this is very, very important to this show. Will he thank Ike for his service?
That is important.
Yeah, it's very. First day he sees him, I need something.
Probably. I mean, listen, he does know, I mean, probably some insight into Ike Reese because a former Spartan dog of yours, mm-hmm. I guess, works for him in Arizona.
Yeah, Rob Fretcherson. He's out there doing radio, out there at that station, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, former Arizona Cardinal. I wonder if they ever have Seth Joyner on out there.
Oh, they should. He lives there, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, but does any... Well, I mean, he was out there for...
He played for Arizona.
Yeah, he went out there with Buddy.
Yeah.
Went a couple years. I mean, Seth played Green Bay, Denver.
Yeah, won a Super Bowl with Denver.
Yes, he did.
Or with Green Bay. Which one?
Both? Or does he only have one?
I think he only has one.
But he played in both. I think John's right.
So he won one with Green Bay and then lost?
I think he lost with Green Bay to Denver and then won with Denver the next year. The 98 season, I believe.
Well, I mean, at that point in his career, he was the veteran guy that you wanted to sign for the year to come in and be a good player and a good leader and everything else.
Changed the culture.
Man, that's how I thought I was going to get a ring.
So he was Green Bay in 97.
Right. So they lost the first one to Denver. Remember that one?
Yep.
First one Denver won. Then he went to Denver the next year.
Yep, 98.
Yep.
You thought the 05 Falcons were going to win a title?
Yeah. Nice. Did. Well, I mean, at that time, they reminded me of us.
They just lost in the NFC Championship game.
Yeah, come on.
All right, number 3. A third big question I have for our new program director is that our last boss's name was Brett, but he went by Spike. I was wondering if he's going to accept my name idea and go by Hot Rod.
Or how about Rowdy Roddy? I've seen a lot of people say. Rowdy Roddy Lakin.
Not Hot Rod?
No, not Hot Rod.
You really like Hot Rod?
Hot Rod Lakin?
That sounds like a damn wrestler. Hot Rod Lakin.
It does. It sounds like a 70s wrestler.
Yeah, exactly. Hot Rod Lakin.
He's going up against Bruno Sammartino in the main event.
We calling him Roddy?
No, his Twitter name is Rodney.
Rodney?
Yeah.
Well, that's his Twitter handle.
Right. I don't know if he goes by Rod or Rodney.
He goes by Rod.
Rod.
I mean, every press release says Rod, doesn't say Rodney.
Yeah, I would stick with the Rod.
Yeah, Rod.
Or Hot Rod.
Yeah.
All right, you can go Hot Rod. We'll see how that works out.
Yeah, Hot Rod is not a good one.
My second question for the new PD is, will he dart for New York after the Eagles win the Super Bowl and call that station the Mecca?
He heads back to Arizona.
Yep.
So what is this obsession with you saying the Super Bowl? Whenever you talk about Spike leaving, you bring up the Super Bowl.
Because I always think it's funny because I think that they're attributed to the rating success here.
Oh, so it's not actually Spike. It's the ratings
joke.
Were propelled by the Eagles.
The Eskin bump. The Eskin bump.
Tread lightly in there, young man.
No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I don't know who's going to be winning the championship up there. The Yankees just year after year have the high payroll and more or less disappoint. Mets aren't winning squat.
Nope.
Who cares about hockey?
They hate Brooklyn.
Yep. Yeah, they're not. Yes, they're not. They do. They do. Yes, it's Brooklyn and no one will care.
Well, honestly, it's probably the Islanders. I mean, they've been the Eastern Conference Finals.
There you go. Yeah.
Which, again,
yeah,
no one cares.
Yeah.
And my number one question for the new PD is, does he get the top five at five? That's probably the most important thing I can ask him. You know, if he gets it, I'll be in. If he doesn't get it, might be out.
I tell you what, it's a lot of things, a lot of little quirky things we do. I wonder if the PD comes in and says, you know what? We might need to get rid of that segment.
Not happening.
I mean, I heard people, you know, suggest that Beat the Hammer should be whacked.
Yeah, if there was one segment on the station that should be gone, I would agree.
Well, sources close to Rod Lakin did say Beat the Hammer.
Well,
out.
What it should be is it should be seasonal. doing it 52 times a year waters it down. Because we do enjoy the screaming and yelling, but not every week.
Well, we don't enjoy Joe bragging about winning every week.
Shut his hole! Bang!
I enjoy that, though. Jack, by the way, in the introduction to our new program director, said he's from Jack Fritz of the Top 5 at 5 as well.
So I had to
he's already
groundwork.
Stating the case of it's not going anywhere, Rod. I don't care if you're my boss. It's staying. The people want it.
I'm just letting them know.
That's what it sounded like. You were marking your territory. You lifted your leg on the program director with the top five at five, Jack.
Just in case you had any ideas, put it at the bed.
So wait, like instead do spanning the globe. Let's check in with a reporter from every city at 5 o'clock. No, we're not going to do that. I can't. We're looking forward to meeting Rod when he gets in town in a couple weeks.
I also want like when he comes, like I want to make fun. I want to have him in and like you know start quizzing him on Philly guys. You know, like show him a picture of Papelbon and say, "Is this a Philly guy?"
Oh yeah, listen, we got to break him in.
Yeah, we got it. We got to figure out how to break him.
Hold on, so do we have Herb call his cell phone or something?
Do not involve Herb. You get that man's cell phone number to Herb. Herb will never leave him alone.
Or we could call him with a Herb soundboard that we just make.
Yeah, but actually, Herb wants a T-shirt. So, yeah, give Herb Rod's number.
Where are we staying? Here's his address. All right, guided door and window, and their big sale event continues to the end of September. 40% off all windows and doors. Call them today. Guided door and window. 877-GO-GUIDE or visit GOGUIDA.com. Hold the line for 30 seconds. We're going to go to a phone call. But ladies and gentlemen, Jack Fritz is going to be out and about in the community tomorrow night. Jack, what do you got going on?
Well, Miller Lite wants you to give you the best seat in the house for this Sunday's game. Join me tomorrow night at the Rams Head Bar and Grill in Westchester at 7 p.m. where one lucky winner will win two club seats to Sunday's home opener, courtesy of Miller Lite. The Rams Head features Miller Lite bucket specials and the best Miller Lite pitcher feature on game day. It all goes down tomorrow night at the Rams Head Bar and Grill in Westchester, my hometown. For your chance to win Eagles tickets for Sunday's game, it's Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. And the My Hometown is actually in the copy, which I appreciate.
So it's what's the name of the place again?
Rams Head.
Yeah. Rams Head in Westchester from what time?
7 to 8:30.
7 to 8:30. So that's like the beginning of Thursday Night Football. And Eagles club tickets are at stake.
Wow.
Yes. And I've informed Elliot that he also has to come.
There you go.
Now
are you a twofer?
Are you going to do tricks or anything like that, or just...
No, just be me.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
That's all. I mean, two club tickets? That's awesome. All right. Check Jack out tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. All right, back to the phones. Nate from Delaware wants to talk to you, Ike.
Okay, Nate.
I'm going to go and use the bathroom because I haven't for 2 hours. Nate, go ahead.
Come on, Johnny. I ain't going to go to the bathroom yet. Hold on.
Oh, what's up? What you got?
Hold on now. Can you hold it?
Yeah.
Can you hold it? Okay, Johnny. Can you hold it? Now, I just called. I say about Ike too, but really the whole team gonna be on this one, right? But Johnny.
Yep.
Johnny Mark. No, I'm gonna go to Jack Fritz. What high school you went to in Philadelphia?
I'm from Westchester, so not in living Philadelphia.
Okay, what high school you went to?
I went to Ruston High School.
Ruston. Okay, but you went to Westchester.
Yes, so
he's from Westchester.
My wife is from Chester. My wife's from Chester, PA. She graduated 1980.
Okay. Is
Johnny
this go
Mark,
yeah?
Where you from?
I went to Eastside High. You might have heard of it. It's in Paterson, New Jersey. Joe Clark was my principal in high school. I grew up in Willow Grove. Is this leading somewhere, Nate?
Because I'm Nate from Roman Catholic High School.
Oh, nice.
1981.
And Ike, where'd you go to school?
PS 105. I got Ike right now. Ike from Michigan, right?
Cincinnati, close enough.
Cincinnati, but Michigan, you went to college at Michigan State with Maggie Johnson.
Yep.
He actually played with Magic Johnson on that team. 1979.
My brother from Clarence, Pittsburgh, his daughter.
Is this an informational session? What is going on here?
I don't care.
Okay, dude, you be careful this because she graduated from Michigan State as a commencement speaker. Her name is Chelsea Austin.
What's her name?
Chelsea Austin.
Oh, congratulations.
A-U-S-T-I-N. I'm Nate Austin Roman. I'm the oldest of them. So what I'm calling to say is I love your show. It takes a long time to get in. I had a lot to say, but I want to tell you the Philly fans are for real. We are opinionated, but we do, at the end of it all, you can't say the Philly fans are far off. Carson Wentz, Ben Simmons in the boat right now. And you know what, though? They squirming about Ben Simmons, the money and everything. The Philadelphia fans are already committed. They already say, you know what, whether you go or you stay, if you get somebody, if you don't. Because we've seen money come and go in Philadelphia. That's not, we not tricked on that. We tricked on this. We tricked this. You really have the heart. I'm glad that Wentz ran out. I'm glad Ben Simmons about to run out. I'm glad Jalen Hurts right now at least showed.
All right, Nate, we got you, man. We appreciate you calling in and liking the show.
Wow.
And Ben,
information there.
Ben Simmons is, it was an informational session for the first 2 minutes, but Ben Simmons is now joining the list of notable athletes that, you know, kind of had issues and is now gone.
Gotta
high profile. Yeah, yeah, gotta go.
Gotta go.
So it's a matter of how long he stays here, and I agree with what the 76ers are doing by saying, like, hey, listen, you got a report. We're just not giving you up. But don't you also know, how this works out?
Yes.
What it's going to be like? Like, I'm not telling
and so
you.
So do they.
And so do you. Right. Yeah, you're right. They
know.
Do.
They know. And they are saying this right now. And at the same time, Daryl Morey is still making phone calls.
Oh, they'll trade him the minute they feel like that's a good offer. Let's do it.
Yeah, of course.
So Tom Moore earlier today tweets out that Sixers are expecting Ben Simmons to play in 2021. The expectation is they will. It's bumpy right now, and the team expects it to get better. 76ers don't plan on making a deal that would drop them back in the standings and not get viable offers. More NBA source. Eventually, he's going to show up. Sixers will go from there. Apparently, plan is to fine Simmons if he doesn't attend a camp, preseason, and so on. Don't want to trade for draft picks and try to convert to players. Can't get any of the 5 to 10 NBA guys they like. So they don't want 4 first-round draft picks if they can't. Like, what's that
if they
worth?
Can't
yeah,
trade
what's
him for another player, yeah.
Right.
I wish there was a way they could find a way to get Michael Porter Jr. That's what I wish. I'd take Michael Porter Jr. for Ben Simmons
right now. Yep.
Michael Porter Jr. has never been a regular starter, hasn't made an all-star team. And as far as offensive game go, he and Ben Simmons ain't even in the same stratosphere.
Nope.
I'd take Michael Porter Jr. right now.
Makes you a better team.
Yes.
Right? Like, you have to make up for the defense and some of that stuff. And I understand that.
That's fine.
I understand that. But also, I know in the playoffs, you're in better shape in the playoffs with him.
That's 20 points a game right there, easily.
Yep.
That's how good his game is.
Yep.
Because he can score from a variety of ways.
They need
him. Yeah, he can get 20. He just can't score out there in Denver because they got so many different other options. So his averages aren't where they should be at. But you bring him here as the number two scorer. Man. And he's young.
Man.
Yeah.
Darren in South Philly. Darren, what's up?
What's up, Mark?
What's up, brother?
What's up, little brother? How you doing?
Little brother. Hey, D, hold on. I can't keep being little brother when I keep winning every year, man.
I know. You lost the last 2 years. That's why you still haven't paid up your tab. But okay.
Oh, we beat you last year.
Did you?
Yes.
Yeah. In fact, you called it. You called in afterwards.
Yeah, you called
to
in
take
afterwards.
Your medicine.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
But you didn't cover the points. That was the issue. I know I'm still up. But all said, we'll talk about this next
okay,
month.
Okay, no problem.
The day before Halloween should be great. But I have 2 points. I don't know what the other dude was talking about. Calling Jack Fritz an idiot. That could be no. But at what point does his conduct like go into the points where they hit Terrell Owens with contact detrimental to the team, and they just are able to void his contract? Because at the end of the day, if we're not going to get what we want, he's not going to play. Mm-hmm. Let's not pay him, because the only thing Ben Simmons cares about is his money. So
that's true.
Get him where it hurts.
Yep.
Like you like even like you guys, you can if you curse or do whatever the SEC rule, you're in breach of your contract. At what point do these actions come to, and at what point do tampering charges come on?
As far as him being like fired for cause to where they don't have to pay out the rest of the contract, there's no way. Like he would literally not have to
choke Doc Rivers, basically. Yeah. I mean, that's what Latrell Sprewell did. As you get out of your contract that
yeah,
way.
That was funny. Yeah. But what I'm saying is, but I'm going to go take it a step further. At what point is Rich Paul and then in trouble? Because how are you going to tell Maxey to, hey, you know, don't let the Sixers include you in a trade? You're tampering. Yeah. Like, you can't do that. Like, at what point are the ages? I get the players have so much power, but you can't tell another player that has nothing to do with the situation at hand, tell them that you don't want to be traded. Like, that's stupid. You're now trying to control an NBA franchise when you're not supposed to. Like, I get Clutch Sports has a lot of the stars, but can't the NBA
not that many
somehow?
Yeah, I agree, Darren, and I think when that report came out, they didn't like how that looked, meaning Clutch Sports. So they recanted that.
Yeah,
remember?
It looked petty.
Yeah. It looked bad as an agency. Like, it looked bad. You mess around, get yourself blackballed out of the NBA entirely.
Man, they look bad.
Pulling stunts like that.
And from Maxey's standpoint, he's looking at himself as being a starter now.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, it's like, hold on, you're gonna
throw me into this?
Like, huh? Like, you're saying I'm not going to do anything in the city, any charitable stuff in the city? I'm probably the starter here, or one of the starters.
That's crazy. Yeah, that was crazy.
And that's – Rich Paul is so full of himself, and Clutch Sport is so full of themselves that they say, like, oh, no, hell no, we'll pull everybody, not realizing that his clients are saying, well, dude, what the hell? This affects me.
I'm like, what are you talking about? I didn't ask to be traded anywhere. I like it here.
It's
like, what are you talking about?
It's risky to cross them. He doesn't have every free agent in the league. You can look at a list of some of his clients. There may be a player that – you would be interested in that's a free agent that won't come here because of Clutch. But let's face it, it's not a desired destination among the top guys. It's just not.
Yep.
That's reality. So
that is the reality.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. We'll take your phone calls coming up next. Also, Stump the Millennial. We're playing for tickets to go see the WWE.
Yeah, another Jack Fritz segment.
Yep. Yeah, we got to split these up, Mike. We
you think the new PD will be a fan of it?
Well, I mean,
I hope so.
Being the last I
just
heard,
take
from,
off the 5 o'clock hour. I could take that off.
Oh, okay.
Last I heard from Spike was Jack's talking too much, or what's going on?
Wasn't talking too much.
When he said
the
5 o'clock
hour,
he said
was dominated by me. Right. And the text lines was related to me a lot.
Right.
Which is fair.
Right. Well, I mean, when you say idiotic things, that tends to happen.
Well, someone's got to move the needle.
It's true. All right, caller number 6 for Stump the Millennial, 215-988-1258. 215-988-1258, caller number 6, plays Stump the Millennial next. We'll get back to your phone calls, Marks and Reese. Okay, playing for a pair of tickets to see WWE Friday Night SmackDown, September 24th. See Roman Reigns, Becky Lynch, Edge, Rey Mysterio, and many, many more live at the Wells Fargo Center. Tickets start at just $20. WellsFargoCenter.com to get tickets for yourself. Playing Stump the Millennial today is Amy from Newtown Square. Amy, how you doing?
Hi, Mr. Reese. Hi, Johnny Mark.
Hi, Amy. Amy,
so
you're trying to get these tickets for your son, aren't you?
Yes, I am. He's 7 years old.
And he's
this
a big...
huge fan.
Big wrestler. Yeah, you got some headliners. Becky Lynch is huge. Roman Reigns is a big star. All right, so we're gonna ask Jack a question. All you have to do is decide whether or not he gets it correct. If you're right, you win. Make sense?
Makes sense.
All right, hang on a second, Amy. What year were you born, Jack?
1994.
Should I give him two guesses or one on this? Because it's involving something that happened with the Phillies in 1996.
Well, if it's a Phillies, you only get one guess.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because I would know the answer because I know my Phillies history because I'm a real Phillies fan.
Yeah, but I got to be honest. 93 to like – or 94 to like 2001 is shaky for me.
Why is that?
Because I
thought you're Mr. Philly and you're a big Phillies fan.
Yeah, but not only in the important years, but on the years I wasn't born yet.
So should I so just still give him one guess? Here, Ike.
Yes, I think you gave him one guess.
Okay. On this date in 1996, this Phillies catcher hit home runs in each of his first three at-bats at Wrigley Field. He had also homered in his last at-bat the day before.
Oh, wow.
So he had four straight at-bats with home runs on this date in 1996.
Oh, that's a good one.
So, Amy, Jack already kind of waved the white flag saying he didn't know his history in these years.
I got a guess in my head.
So do you think Jack gets it correct, or do we stump the millennial?
I want to stump the millennial, please.
All right.
Well,
hang on
I
a
hope
second,
we
Amy.
Can get give these tickets for your son. But I did. All right. Is it Lance Parrish?
No.
Lance Parrish played in like 1983.
All right, good.
You
so
idiot.
She can go.
Amy, you win.
Yes.
There you go.
You didn't even build it up to like you know final answer Lance Parrish. Hang on a second.
Well, let me guess.
All right, so Lance Parrish played, I believe, 84 through like 87, or it was the mid-80s. It was the post-World Series teams where they were trying to like, oh, let's sign Lance Parrish. He's a big catcher from Detroit. All right, Ike. This is, Jack, that's pathetic.
Four straight home runs?
So give your answer, and then I'll try to give you guys hints.
Okay, I had two names.
All right.
Todd Pratt?
Incorrect. So Pratt was with the Phillies in 93. He didn't come back until he was with the Mets for a while. He didn't come back till later.
Okay. Dang.
So all
I had them.
All-star
Libby.
All-star Libby, Mike Lieberthal.
Yeah.
So he didn't become the everyday catcher till the following year.
Oh.
So
man.
I'll give you may not even know this player played for the Phillies. He was an all-star but not with the Phillies and was considered one of the all-around best catchers in baseball. He also used to, and this will give it away, he also used to snap throw from his knees or in his crouching position down the first or second base.
Played for the Phillies.
I believe it was his only year.
And not Roberto, I mean Sandy Alomar, was it?
Not Sandy Alomar Jr. or Sandy Alomar Sr.
Well, no, definitely not Sr.
He made, I would say that when you, he made his bones as far as being a catcher with the Padres, but also played actually a Cincinnati Red for you, too.
Oh, Benito Santiago!
Benito Santiago is correct.
Yeah!
He had 30 home runs for the Phillies in 1996.
Wow.
Batted .264, and I remember after, like, Curt Schilling did not want Benito Santiago to leave, and Mike Lieberthal became the everyday catcher the following year.
Wow, I didn't know Benito played. Had you said he played for the Padres, I may have guessed that. Because he's actually the only catcher that I know from the Padres.
I wouldn't.
I don't even know another catcher from the Padres.
2 years with the Marlins, a year in Cincinnati, Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Played for the Blue Jays for a couple years. I don't remember that. He was a Cub, a Red again, and then a Giant.
Yeah.
How many teams did he play for? Jesus.
He was a big guy, too.
He played for nine teams.
I remember him being a tall catcher. Was he tall?
6'1".
Okay. It's not tall.
No, but like, listen,
tall.
You get catchers mostly 5'10", 5'. I mean, he was bigger for a catcher.
Yeah.
But he had that arm, man, where he would be down in his crouch and he would snap throw it to second base with ease.
Yep. I remember him. I'm actually impressed that I got the two catchers in this sort of before him.
We're
and
around
after.
There. Yeah, we're around there.
That's pretty good guesses by me.
So Dutch was, he got. Dutch,
I figured it wasn't Dutch. I
so
figured
Dutch
it wasn't
got traded in 97 to the Marlins, but he couldn't catch anymore. Benito really, or Dutch really couldn't catch anymore. His knees were done.
Mm-hmm.
Jack, that's disappointing that you said Lance Parrish. Lance Parrish, I mean, you were 10 years off.
Well, I was thinking like, oh, this guy was a bust and he had the one big game. So I was like, Lance Parrish.
Okay.
There you go.
All right.
Yeah, listen.
Mr. Philly, who has no idea of his history.
I didn't even know Benito Santiago played for the Phillies.
Right.
I didn't know that. That I did not
know. I wanted to give him two guesses. I knew it was tough.
Yeah, that's a hard one. I actually wanted her to win the ticket.
Yeah, no,
me
I
too.
Tanked it so that she – that's how it worked. I made sure she was able to go to WWE.
Do you know that was his, by far, his career year in home runs, Benito Santiago?
Why did they let him go?
Because they knew he was on the juice. That's why he played with nine teams.
I mean, listen, you hit 30 home runs in 1996. Do you really need to figure out? I mean, Jesus. It's unbelievable. All right, there he is.
They realized that, like, oh, yeah, we got to get him out of here.
The same year Brady Anderson had 50 home runs.
Right, yes, get him up out of here.
But same year Ike was at Michigan State.
Yeah.
I didn't have to do with anything.
Well, I mean, just you were pretty good in 1996, Ike.
Oh, okay.
Just asking questions.
I mean, listen.
It didn't put any weight on me, that's for sure.
No, it didn't. Also on this date, 1984, Juan Samuel hit his 18th triple.
In 1 year?
1 year.
And Dude, J-Roll got 20.
Juan wow. Samuel was he struck out a lot, but man, did he have some power, raw power, and he was fast as anything. Also on this date in Phillies history, 1986, Don Carmen threw a shutout. There you go. I just like saying Don Carmen's name. And I got to meet him, and he was always like...
At least they had no hitter or something.
No.
Who couldn't forget that day?
The futility of Steve Jeltz and Don Carmen are kind of the two players that you think of when you think of bad Phillies 80s teams. Yes. Yeah, and I didn't get to meet Jeltzy, but I got to meet Don Carmen.
So like 30 years from now when you're still doing this show and you're going to do the same segment 30 years from now, are you going to do on this day when Gene Segura got his 200th double?
Right, yes. Yes,
how could
sure.
we forget?
Well, by the way.
We stopped the game.
Did you guys see the Giants tweeted out a video last night? Because Chris Bryant got his 200th double last night as a member of the Giants. They put his head over Segura's and played the video.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
Seriously?
Yeah, KNBR actually tweeted it out, yeah.
Was it against the Giants?
It was against the Giants.
Oh, that's clever by them.
Well, because you know they're watching it. Like, what are we doing? Like, right, we got to stop right. the game for Gene Segura.
That's why I
double?
Like it. I like that from the Giants. Yeah,
that's
like
great
that.
Social
yes.
media.
Yes, that is great social media.
Did they really tweet it out?
It might have been a KNBR thing.
So, KNBR actually.
Yes,
did it.
Yeah, wasn't okay. KNBR tweeted out, but still Giants
okay,
related.
Yes.
Which is like not that. Which is not our sister station out there, but
that's
still
on me.
Well, no, it's not on you. It's on our sister station for now. Oh my God, I'm looking at it right now. It's so smart, and he should have been thrown out at second base. And it was such a selfish act to try to get a double because he wanted to get it at home because he jumped right up.
Get that ball.
That's unbelievable.
He jumped right up. Get that ball.
Let's go to Bruce the Weatherman. Bruce, what's up, brother?
Hey guys.
Bruce, how you been?
What's up, Brucey?
Let me take you off speakerphone.
Okay.
All
right. Gentlemen.
How you feeling? Last time we talked to you, you were a little under the weather, I think.
Yeah. It's like 3 months ago.
I'm slowly recovering. Got to get some MRIs for some of the damage from the automobile accident.
Oh, that's right. You doing all right?
Oh, we'll see. We'll see. I think I got a torn rotator cuff and perhaps something wrong with my back.
Oh, man.
Horrible accident. But I didn't call to talk about my accident. It's not all about me. It's about you guys. Huh. And I was hanging on there for an hour and a half one day last week when you were asking people what you thought the Eagles' record was going to be.
And what were you saying that day?
8-9.
Okay. Has that changed now? Do you have a rosier outlook?
No, although I must confess, it was just unbelievable. I mean, Jalen Hurts was magnificent. You know, no interceptions, 294 yards, 27 for 35, 3 touchdowns. And, of course, I don't know how many guys on their first catch score a touchdown. That was just incredible when Avante Smith did that. But the other thing I wanted to touch on before I get to Ike, and Ike, I got a crow to pick with you.
Okay.
Is that the Phillies, for the third year in a row, have really, really disappointed me. Prior to that, I just accepted it the way they were. I haven't talked to Jack about this, but Jack and I text once in a while. And, you know, look at the season that Bryce Harper has happened. I mean, he's definitely a bona fide candidate for MVP, but it's not going to do any good. I mean, when you got so many injuries out and some of the best players, you know, it just doesn't, it's sad. It's really sad. And you know how big of a Phillies fan I am. Now, Ike,
yes.
Do you remember when I backed out of the LTBB and
yes.
you gave me all that BS that day on the radio for doing that? I was, I think, probably one of the first people to bail.
Yeah, I'm glad you admit it.
That's all right. No, I admit it. I listen.
Well, you didn't. You didn't admit it when I pointed that out to you, though. You didn't want to admit it then.
Come on now, Ike. Come on. Where's your memory at? You have selective memory.
That's true.
So
yes.
today I hear.
That is true.
Today I hear DeCamera talking about you mm-hmm. and that you have taken him out of your fantasy team.
I did.
So, well. There you go. So you have finally divorced the Bronco.
No, that is a business decision.
No, exactly. It has nothing to do with it.
You still divorced the Bronco. Where's the Bronco noise, Jack, for Christ's sake? Anyway.
Bruce, I'm sorry, but we have to run.
Yes.
So we have to get to the
Let
text
the
line.
Bronco bust.
After we pause for 60 seconds to hear from Mike Reese.
Nonsense. Hey, the biggest game this Sunday is the Chiefs versus the Ravens. And FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is about to make it even bigger because FanDuel is giving new customers 30-1 odds on either team to win. Now, that means you can end the weekend right by winning $150 on a $5 bet. This game Sunday, I don't know if it's the game of the weekend. It's certainly one of the top two or three games of the weekend. I'll be locked in on this game Sunday night, as a matter of fact. Chiefs taking on the Ravens in Baltimore. Baltimore doesn't want to go 0-2. The Chiefs, the Ravens just can't beat them. I'll tell you what, I'll take the Chiefs minus the 3.5 points because, quite frankly, they are the Baltimore Ravens' kryptonite. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. Now, FanDuel is sports betting made simple, and they're always hooking you up with great offers. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid in as little as 24 hours. See for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Just sign up with promo code Ike this Sunday before the Chiefs take on the Ravens. You could win $150 on a $5 bet. Now, remember to use promo code Ike so they know that I sent you, exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app.
21 plus and present in Pennsylvania. New users only. $10 first deposit required. Must wager in designated offer market. Max bonus $150. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We are back. Marks and Reese, let's get to the text line!
Text line.
Can you play the donkey drop after playing Sirianni's snarling dog drop?
The dog's snarling and drooling and growling and barking.
Mike and Modco.
It's pretty good, Mike.
All right, what's next?
Yo, John, since Herb started the TV requests, can you have all the networks show all the streaming shows? And while you're at it, have them cut out all commercials as well. Thank you in advance for your cooperation. Tom from Abington.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Herb tops himself every day. Yesterday he was on the throne for his call. Today he asked us if we could contact NBC to have them replay the game because he's going to be busy on Sunday.
That might be the best one he's done right there.
Right.
Oh, what about giving away the Niners playbook?
Right.
They like to run the ball and they like to pass the ball.
They do. Yeah, that's also what he did. Yeah, I mean, NBC doesn't control the rights to it. It's a Fox game. Right?
No, they don't control the rights. Yeah,
so Jack put in a request, Herb. We'll let you know what they say.
I sent the call directly to John Clark, and he'll work on it.
Yep, definitely. I mean, the billion-dollar contracts don't have anything to do with it. Just put in a request. Thank you, Herb. What's next?
You dropped who in fantasy? Carson and Indy.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Joe DeCameron, don't worry. I'll get you back.
Yeah, you got to. Yeah.
So I did receive word that part of the reason why DeCameron's a little extra cocky is his fantasy team is good this year, he claims. Is that why?
He did, because he did. He came out yesterday. He said, Ike, your team's good.
Oh, that's what he was doing,
yeah,
yes.
It's like, well, you just said your own team's good after week one.
Yep.
Yes. I tell you, a strutting Joe DeCameron is amusing.
Very amusing, yes. Yeah. Now, what was he wearing today? Was it an unusual dress today? Because sometimes when he wears the golf attire, he doesn't look good with the golf attire. He just has golf attire on.
Yes.
Today, was it business casual, Jack?
It was.
Yeah.
I thought so.
The tucked-in shirt.
Sure, tucked in. Did he have a belt on at least?
Yes.
Okay.
The funniest was you guys missed this yesterday. There's people walking through, and we're all shaking hands and whatnot. He, almost fell over a chair trying to shake a hand. And, I needed him to go down so bad just because it was, perf.
Did he really?
Yes, he did.
I thought I heard he has a high school reunion coming up.
Yeah, 25 years.
Wow.
And he was wondering if he's going to bring Amy. It's like.
He is such a dork.
Obviously, you're going to bring
You're going to bring your long-term girlfriend? Yeah. I would advise you to.
Considering you went through high school without one and nobody believes you have one, you better take her.
Also, his first 40-some years of life.
So he can't wait to go to the reunion because he's famous Joe DeCameron.
Oh, boy. He's got to be the most popular guy in the school, right?
Well, St. Joe's Prep's got a lot of famous alums.
Athletes.
No.
They aren't coming back to this.
You don't think so?
No, he's probably the most famous. Not the most accomplished, because like right. I always say right. that like doctors, lawyers, yes. people do a hell, yes. hell of a lot more than yes. us. But
oh, we were essential employees.
We were.
We were essential, yes. We were.
Have you went to a reunion, Ike?
No.
Jack, have you went? You went to reunion.
Yeah, I went to my 5-year.
Yeah.
Listen.
I went to none.
I wouldn't give my high school mates the satisfaction.
Is that right?
Of seeing the package. I need to see the package. I knew Jack wasn't ready for that one.
No, I was not.
I don't know. Like I don't know. I just it felt awkward for me. There's been the milestone ones, and I've
yeah,
been
I'm working
out
on
for,
a 30-year reunion.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah, you are pretty old. I'm over the 25 yes. mark.
I'm over the 30-year reunion.
Hasn't
now.
Your high school not even like retired your number yet?
Yeah, and that, you're damn right, and I'm not coming back until they do it.
How have they? You're an NFL. You're a pro bowler.
I mean, John's little high school wants to put him in the Hall of Fame.
No, my old middle school principal wants to nominate me, which I'm not comfortable with.
No?
No.
Oh, no. Come on,
no,
Johnny
no,
Marks.
I'm not comfortable with it.
From
I'm not
the high school when you get put in.
By the way,
you're not going to win very many awards in your life.
And the Golden Bears. Or 3-0 now. Oh. Another big win.
Are they putting Tom Kelly in the Hall of Fame?
No. Well, they should, right?
Yeah. The smallest little middle linebacker in
right.
team history.
Just for that. 5'5" middle linebacker.
Yeah, Aiken High School. Retire that number and then I'll come back.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. That should be it. Retire my number and I'll come back. Otherwise,
yeah,
see you.
Yeah, y'all got it.
All right, Jack. Any more?
The ankle injury. Didn't I see J-Jaw limp off on his way to the end zone to high-five Rager after his touchdown? Scott from Delco.
Yeah, I don't know how he sustained it. I don't know. But I do know this. In my day, as a role player, I wouldn't even go tell Rick Burkholder I got a sprained ankle. Are you kidding me? That thing need to be broken before I say something to somebody.
You don't disclose it.
No. You're a role player. You don't tell anybody.
No.
Hey, well, Camus tried that.
Missing practice? Really?
Yeah.
Nah. Yeah, I definitely ain't sitting out of practice.
No. These kids
yes,
these days, Ike.
These days,
oh,
man,
my
yes.
God. Any more, Jack?
You guys are the Oprah of podcasts. You get a podcast, and you get a podcast. Everyone gets a podcast.
We don't do it.
Mike in Birdsboro.
We need to do it.
Sounds like someone that wants a podcast.
No, we need Chuck, and we need a name
OG
for
Wade.
It. Yeah, OG Wade and Chuck, the Hertz Locker.
Herb and Howard.
Yep. I was trying to get Inge, but then I hung up on Inge, and then
Black Gritty and Inge. Yeah. Everybody wants.
And then Soccer attacked me yesterday because I hung up on Inge because he's.
I saw that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I got involved a little bit with arguing, and then I had to bow out. But even my cousin John, who's a soccer coach, had to defend me and say, like, they don't talk about soccer mainstream.
Right.
I talk about hockey.
Right. Yeah. How do you think they feel?
And then I have somebody that's like, oh, everybody talks about soccer. No. Everybody doesn't talk about soccer. You and your friends talk about soccer. Taking smoking pot and watching soccer on Saturday mornings. Leave me alone. Any more, Jack?
Can we do a mashup of Sirianni snarling and growling with Brett Brown and his sneezing and sneezing and sneezing?
The dog snarling and drooling and growling and barking.
Colin in Washington Township.
It's awesome, Colin. Justin in Tennessee. Justin, what's up, feller?
Yeah, well, fellas, how we doing today?
Wow.
That's my Tom from Abington. Me and Tom were buddies, man. I like Tom, so I like to throw that out there every now and
then. You sound a little bit like Tom. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's
like,
up, brother?
I like to give Tom a shout out. Dude, let me tell you, man. I want to talk about soccer because it sucks. You were right on yesterday for hanging up on him. Ain't nobody wants to hear nothing about no soccer.
But it's like, but it's also like Inge's always got his own agenda. He starts off, yo, that game was unwatchable last night. Shout out to the young boys, man. Like, Inge, stop. All right, nobody cares what you have to say, and you're lucky I put you on the air. All right.
Well, I mean, then I seen all the people coming after you on Twitter. I mean, it's ridiculous, man. It's Philadelphia, and like y'all just said,
the soccer mob.
Really want to talk about the Flyers, much less soccer.
Right. By the way, if Inge wanted to give the Union a shout out, that's a Philadelphia team, and I'd be all for it. Right? Yeah. Come on.
He's not even talking about the World Cup.
No. He's talking about European soccer. Yeah.
And then Herb yesterday making a call from the bathroom. You can't tell me he wasn't in there on the tour.
See ya.
And then we got to find out where everybody's from today. And you tried to, you know, highball this old boy, telling him you was from Far East Side. he brings up the quote where Joe Clark tried to tell a fat kid to jump off the roof.
Sam.
Yeah, he smoked you on that one, dude. That was hilarious, man. I'm telling you what, I have laughed my tail off today. My boss looked at me like I had, like Ike said, I got feet growing out of my head or something, you know. He's like, what are you doing? I was like, man, don't worry about it. I'm just
Justin, we're already very late, man, so we got to run, but yeah. Thank you.
Real quick before we get out of here.
Yeah.
Because everybody's reminding me that the Padre catcher forgot about Ben Davis. And Ben, I'm sorry. And Ben Yamin, you know you're my guy. What?
But I think of him as a Mariner more than a Padre.
I know, but when I said that's the only Padre catcher I know, I got flooded.
Yeah, well, that's when he bunted the breakup Curt Schilling's perfect game when he was a Padre.
Would you stop? My goodness. Thanks. Jack!
Now, would you say that's against baseball protocol, Jack?
Oh, it's one of the most disgusting acts I've seen on a baseball field
ever. It depends
ever.
What the score is. If it's 8-0, you don't do it. If you're trying to get on base because you're down 2 or 3 runs, it's perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. Coming up next, Joe Giglio. Our Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark Schuler's. Mark Schuler's celebrating 40 years in business and 40 years of making memories. Online, mark-jewelers.com. We have a baseball game tonight. Ike, how you feeling about the Phillies?
What? I've tried everything.
Exactly right. Giglio leads you into the Phillies and the Cubs. We are back tomorrow. Everybody, have a great rest of your evening. Talk to you tomorrow. See you. Hey, listen, I just talked about Mark Schuler, so let's do it again. Let's talk about Mark Schuler's and their 40 years in business. I can't believe it. Mark Schuler's turning 40, 40 years of great memories, 40 years of engagements, weddings, special occasion, 40 years of listening to and being a part of some of the greatest events in Philadelphia sports history. Jim, his wife, Doreen, and their entire staff want to say thank you. Thank you for trusting them to be your jeweler, but they're just getting started, and they can't wait for the next 40 years. Make some great memories together by visiting Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville right there on Route 309 or online, marks-jewelers.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.